It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Whenever we engage somebody and there's a struggle, use of force, we usually always make sure that we have EMS come and check somebody out. We have to do that, make sure that they have any kind of visible or sometimes invisible injuries. If we're going to book them into the county jail, we have to do that anyway. You know, conversely, though, I did have a few of my officers get injured this past year from a host of different arrest situations, and they did go to the ER. Now, how come the officers had to go to the ER instead of the nefarious suspect or arrestee? Well, honestly, because we try to use the lowest level of force to gain the highest level of voluntary compliance. And so to do that, these aren't street brawls. Honestly, we can win every fight and every resisting pretty quick if you want to hurt somebody. That's not how we train or how we expect law enforcement to respond. So we're trying to take people into custody without them getting hurt. Or, you know, lots of times people will end up hurting themselves in the process of resisting the officers. So, again, my staff took the brunt instead of the suspects.
What kind of training do your officers have in trying to resolve an incident peacefully?
Currently, we have two crisis negotiators. Technically, I'm a trainer for crisis negotiation as well. So I'm sensitive to that from a perspective of being in a incident command post when we have a major incident. So we have our two negotiators currently. We're looking at adding a third individual as a negotiator as well. We also are in the process of rolling out de-escalation training for all of our staff. We were able to create a de-escalation training cadre of three of my staff, plus also the chief of police in Independence. Once COVID goes away, that training cadre is not only going to be training all of our staff, but we're also going to be reaching out to the other law enforcement agencies in the region to provide free de-escalation training for all of their staff as well. We have that coming. I'm also a big fan of SIT training, which is crisis intervention team training, which is really focused on people in a mental health crisis situation. We have about four of our staff currently trained. That's a week-long course. And we have a strategic goal of trying to expand that to everybody in the police department. That's going to take quite a while. Trying to get training in Southeast Kansas is always somewhat of a struggle, even more so with COVID.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.